Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm back, bitches! I'm back! Ciao!
That hurt my ears. You didn't...
Hello, everybody! It's a special reality case because we're together again. I'm so happy to see you!
So, why are you... I think there could have been other songs.
No, that's the one I wanted to play.
But that's an Italian-American.
I know, that's why I played it, because I knew it would bother you.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality games. Let's love.
You should play something like O Solo Mio.
Mio, yes, that's like an actual Italian song.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't bother you then.
Welcome to Reality Gaze, because that's what we do here. We look so dark.
Well, it's because we're in the daytime. Well, we got to flip our camp.
Christina, you need to fix this.
We've got to flip our camp. If you're watching the intimate portrait, we're here together in Poodle's apartment. We're going to, you know, we've got
to. The Christmas tree is three-fourths up. I need to still put some more shit on it.
And we're going to be moving stuff around in your apartment, right? I think we're going to do that before the holidays.
We are. I'm so glad you sprung that on me.
No, we talked about it, but I am saying it on the show, so then it'll hold us accountable.
All I can do right now is stare at your chiclet teeth covered in wires.
I got something in that.
Kind of like Louis. Kind of like Louis's first dentures.
Got it.
You need to stop doing that. So y'all,
it's good to see you.
We are good to see you as well.
You're bright-eyed and slutty-tailed.
I'm just swirling it around. That's how you know when my prop piano cat tail. That's how you know if I'm peeved or not.
Peeved or
when
not.
I go,
if it's curved at the end, that means it's horny.
It's half, 50% I may attack you, or 50%... No, 100% I'm going to fuck you.
Yeah, you'll fuck any. Yeah
but it depends on how angry I am.
Yes, which for them could be the best fuck they've ever had.
I agree.
I'm going to move our Kleenex box so in our
I
video.
I might need it.
Here, put it down there so okay. It doesn't look like we're having sickness.
Y'all, it's you know what time it is? If you're in the intimate portrait, you see it is Ugg slipper time in Los Angeles.
Remember when you needed new soles and the sissy squad shamed you for your shoes?
And I bought some new ones. Yeah. Turns out shame is a powerful thing. Mother Poodle knew it.
Oh, Mother Poodle.
Y'all,
I got to play that for you. I forgot about that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I got to play
that. We are back. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and whatever you believe, winter solstice,
if you're a witch.
Yes, like me, evidently, recently.
I guess, yeah, that you're manifesting.
Yeah, it's a little scary.
I mean,
I told you a story about, and I I got DMs about it, about people, me talking about the guy I'm seeing and petting his dog, and literally the dog died. And that was when I first met him. And I swear to God, I wasn't meaning any ill will to the dog.
But you just knew there wasn't room for two.
Someone said...
We need to turn on timing.
Someone said, you weren't trying to do, but what you were doing was... You were closing a chapter, and with your power, you somehow were telling the dog it would be okay. So evidently now I'm Della Reese.
Like when you walk. So you basically were telling the dog,
get out.
I will use the 401k. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
It's still, and when I think about it now, and it was the first time, and I'd never met the dog before. It was literally, I met the dog, and the next day, he's like, yeah, I've been in the ER with the dog, and I think we're going to have to put her down. And I was like, oh my God. Y'all, if you didn't hear that, that was what happened when I met the guy.
What were we talking about?
Dog.
Oh, Golden Bachelor. We're talking about the finale of that. It's done, y'all.
It's done, and we were whelmed.
We were whelmed.
We were whelmed.
We weren't over. We weren't under. We were whelmed.
You know what? I think this is great. P.S. If you haven't watched it yet, get with the program because you're going to be spoiled.
Yeah.
He did choose Tracer.
He did.
I think Leslie is going to be a good choice to go on like Dancing with the Stars.
Yep.
They always do that.
That's what she'll do.
Because she's a dancer.
Oh, she is.
And
is your Ariana friend doing well? I haven't watched. Okay.
First of all, she's not really my friend, although we did.
You said she was friends with you.
We sat together at the Crappens, and we, at the Crappens.
You told me you had her number and you were going to brunch.
One of those were true. Actually, neither of those were true.
Oh, were you going to brunch, but not with her?
Yes.
Yes. Sure.
Yes.
I even know straight men that are, every time she dances, they post about voting for Ariana. I think they know her, though, maybe. I don't know. It's confusing.
No,
he
she's
is a
just,
hot straight man.
She is, that's true, but she was ultimately aggrieved by one of the biggest douchebags out there. So
I hope she wins it all.
I do too.
I think it's good for her. She needs to win.
I don't know who else is right. Really, I haven't watched.
Yeah,
I didn't watch when you were there. So
yeah, that's okay. I didn't need you to. Anyway,
I knew someone would. Why is this wet? Sorry,
God.
I'm a little scattered.
You're scattered. I've been up since 6 a.m. So I'm like. On coffee. We're doing a morning show.
Actually,
it's airing tonight.
We rarely do this. Normally we tape it earlier in the week.
Our producer Christina, she's got to tell her husband no wristy tonight,
no BJs.
Mama's gotta work.
Yeah, get on it. I don't care if it's the holidays. Christina, get in your sweatshop, get in your editing bay. Oh, you know what I added on Zencaster? I added a whip sound.
Did you delete everything else?
No. I did, but I put it back. But whenever we say things now, we can go.
I kind of enjoy that. I like that.
Everything should have sound effects.
It should. Now, before we get started on some announcements, I have a special thing I want to do.
Oh, no.
Well, because I got you a thank you gift for holding down the fort.
Can we not do this? Because you know how I feel about.
You don't want your gift then?
I want my gift, but I don't like getting something. It's my nightmare to get something in front on camera.
Oh, no. Okay. Then we can
just give it to me. Just give it. Give me the fucking gift. Okay, you already mentioned it.
So there's several. This it looks like a Target bag, but this is actually I just used
gorgeous.
It. So you really held down the fort. You did like 11
shows
while I was gone. I greatly appreciated it. Y'all, I was fully on vacation. I think I answered like 3 emails. Poodle and Christina and Caitlin handled it all.
We handled it all handily, I would say.
Handily.
It was tiring, though.
I got you. Where is it?
A lot of good feedback.
So I got you Williams Sonoma magazine. So I got that in Florence.
This definitely has a Florentine return address.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
I met a craftsman in and when we took our day trip to Tuscany.
Yeah.
I met a craftsman who did pottery.
Okay.
And this old man, and he made you a Christmas mug that says "Bottoms Up."
Oh,
it's set on the bottom. From
made by the Italian firm of Stoneware Mugs.
Yes. And then what?
Thank you.
What is this?
This was bought at a gas station.
Why does this smell like? Oh, yes. Really? When I was at the Vatican, I got you a Mary candle. If you look at the back, it says made in Italy.
China.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I bought it in Italy.
Virgen di Guadalupe.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, that's very Vatican.
There you go. You can.
Yeah, none of this. By the way, none of this stuff was bought in Italy.
No, no.
But that's okay.
It's Compton, not California, where it's made. It's Compton, Italy. Also, I got you a bottle
straight out of Compton.
I got you an Italian vodka, but it leaked on the plane, so it's not full.
Oh, not now full. This is the gift that keeps on giving.
Yes, I got you that.
I don't give a shit if this is from Italy.
And okay, so then I also got you. This is from a bookstore in Venice called. Well, you can read it. It's called The Merchant of Venice.
Libreria Studium.
And this
Venezia.
Is their little bag, and I know you like gay bags.
I do love gay bags.
And in it, I got you, first of all, this I didn't get you in Italy. This I just ordered online, but I enjoyed it.
Oh, that's a good... Okay, I love this. If you can't see it, those of you who are listening, this is very frustrating for the people listening, I'm sure.
It is. I got you the...
A shirt that says Hermie from...
No, it says Misfit.
That says that Hermie from Rudolph the Red-Nosed
Reindeer. The gay
Reindeer.
Dentist.
Why am I such a miss? This is... I appreciate this. Thank you. I love it.
I got you this book.
It's very framing.
Again, in Venice. This was
none of these were bought in Italy.
This really was. I got this bag in Italy.
You got that free.
And then maybe. And then, but I got it free when I bought this book called "Making the Renaissance Man: Masculinity in the Courts of the Italian Renaissance."
Holy shit.
Read the names of the chapters. There's like 5 chapters, and I want you to read them aloud.
The names of the chapters are Chivalry and Courtly Masculinity, Aristocratic Animals and Men at Court, Courtly Mistresses, The Girl with an Ermine Between Men. I'm sold with the word ermine. Borso d'Este and the History of Lordly Sexuality.
Isn't that book written for you?
Yes. Yes.
Anyway, it's a very academic book.
Thank you. And then, I do love academic art books, especially ones that were bought for me.
And last but not least.
Well, there's falcons in here.
I bought you this. So when we were in Venice, there's 2 islands. Did you go to Murano when you were in Venice?
I did go to Murano with the glass.
So you go to Murano, mm-hmm. You can have the glass stuff. I didn't get you anything there because
it's very expensive.
And you will break it.
All of Venice goes between extremely, extremely cheap and extremely, extremely expensive.
There's nothing in between. But also, did you go to the other island called Burano?
I did.
So you know, like, the lacing and the...
No, I did not go to that
one. Oh, okay. So it's Murano and Burano. It sounds like a joke, but no, it's Murano and Burano.
I did not go to Burano.
Burano is where they have this intricate lace thing that women have done for, like, thousands of years. Mm-hmm. They sold their lace all over the world. And And the youngest woman there that still does it is like 68 years old.
Wow.
And we went and saw this 85-year-old woman doing the stitch. And so I had them.
Oh, no.
Go ahead and open that.
Again, this is very frustrating for people who are listening and not watching. What does it say? It's a lace.
It's a thing. Lace
with P.
A handkerchief.
I could. That oh, says this P. is gorgeous.
So
thank you.
If you faint, or if you're waving goodbye to a sailor,
oh, perfect.
Or if you want to like stuffing in between.
That's what I was just thinking.
Between your cleavage,
like a cravat.
Yes. It's so you have a poodle handkerchief that was way too expensive for them to put a P on it, but I got it for you as in gratitude.
Thank you. I am touched.
I knew you would like that.
I'm touched like a child at the Vatican School.
I'm gonna
thank you.
I'll need that bottle of vodka back.
Okay. I've got my own. Thank you for the bag that you got.
You're welcome.
For free too.
And actually, I'm kidding. I got you an actual bottle of
Belvedere. Oh, that is one of the best things.
I saved the best for last.
Belvedere. Okay. Sure.
Well, I didn't know what
it's,
you
like.
I
nice.
Got you a nice one.
It's nice.
Well, they didn't have Kate Hudson vodka, or I would have gotten you that.
Kettle One.
They didn't have it.
What?
It was Target.
Thank you. This is.
You're welcome.
I love this.
It's really gay.
I love this handkerchief.
There was. It really. It was hard in Venice because there's a lot of gay teacher stores in Venice.
Yeah, there are.
And I didn't want to get you something just from that, but then when I saw that, I went, "Well, that's
it works
a specialty.
Well like this way. Shoo,
yes,
shoo,
go away
to shoo people.
Go away, husbands.
We don't shoo people enough these days.
Go away, children."
Thank you. I appreciate all my gifts.
You're welcome.
I got you a Hawaiian idol that that curses people.
Great.
So I'll give that to you soon.
Yeah, I'm sure I'm sure it won't arrive tomorrow by 4 p.m.
Maybe. Maybe.
All right. Let's get to it.
We have to talk about vacation.
We do have to talk about vacation.
First announcements, y'all. I'm sorry. It's already gonna be a long show.
It is.
We've been apart for a while.
We have.
Give the gift of gays by going to Supercast. We're RG Plus is on. As you know, it's on Patreon. It's on Apple subscriptions, but also on Supercast. Supercast is the only one that lets you gift a subscription.
Yeah.
So if you have a friend/enemy or friend who's very Christian.
Oh, please. I say.
Or even that, more than that, Christian and homophobic.
Give it to someone you hate. Now, the Supercast, a lot of you don't know.
Or who you love.
It has every tier. Every tier now. Yeah. So you can do the $5,
video,
the $8, and the $15.
Apple subscriptions only the...
Eight.
Only the eight. So those are the Supercast is the way you can give a gift, or you can just buy one for yourself too. If your husband or partner isn't going to get you what you want, that's what Mother Poodle does.
That's what Mother Poodle does.
She just buys something for herself.
Your father wasn't going to give it to me, so I just thought, well, he didn't give me anything for my 50th. Why would I expect something for Christmas?
I did talk to her last night, and she was she complained that I had not called her since the 18th, and I hadn't. I've been traveling, and rarely do I let more than like 10 days go, but this had been, what's the 18th? Because it was my father's birthday, so I guess they didn't count. But even though I talked to her,
she called me in Italy and left a message, y'all. Wanted to know if I'd heard from Jake.
That is true.
Yes.
You didn't pick up the phone, though.
No, I was asleep. It was like 1 in the morning our time.
She's insane.
I was wine drunk.
She could literally text me.
Yeah, she was like, yeah, I'll play it for you. It's chef's kiss. I'll play it for you later. Well, good. I'm glad you called her.
God damn. So, Smothered, we manifested it.
We did.
Smothered.
Your witch powers in full effect.
Speaking of, I also take credit for the Gary Hollywood Reporter hit piece because Kyle and I were talking and we were talking about how there's been nothing bad come out about him. Literally, the article hit the next morning.
Oh, Kim emailed me. She's like, I don't think they ruined our podcast. I think that we're going to scathe by.
We said there were some Vietnam references that Gary and
we got
I
got messages.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got messages.
I actually don't give a shit about those.
Thank you to Kyle, though. Thank you to DocuSweeties. Thank you to Cara Berry.
Yes.
Thank you to Mary Payne.
Yes.
Anybody else I've missed?
Robin from Blighted Fiancé.
Thank you all so much. I appreciate it.
And I thank you all too.
There you go.
You all were the wind beneath my wings when someone left.
Well, you didn't have anybody. You had to behave yourself because you knew nobody else would drive to Vegas and come get you if you showed your ass.
Maybe.
Anyway, Smothered, y'all. It's coming out in January.
December.
Or December.
Get your head in the game.
So what, next week?
Yes.
It's a weird time to air a new show.
I agree.
But I'm happy.
It's scheduled. Scheduled. Y'all, we have announced our Crappens crossover.
We have.
If you are listening to this right now and you go and you don't have Lifetime or you have Lifetime, chances are you might have missed the movie. But it's available. It is called, say it with me,
Ladies of the 80s.
A Diva's Christmas.
I was going to see.
No, it's not country.
I
was going to see if you actually knew it because I told you.
I remembered Ladies of the 80s.
Ladies of the 80s, A Diva's Christmas. It is the story of, I believe, two producers or two writers. None of that matters because it stars five soap diva icons.
Sue Ellen.
Linda Gray.
Yes.
Linda Gray. Nicolette Sheridan.
Yes.
Donna Mills. Lonnie Anderson.
Yes.
And the inimitable Morgan Fairchild.
Morgan Fairchild, yeah.
And they obviously may fight at the beginning, but then they're trying to get these two crazy kids together.
I'm sure it was just written by gay men.
Ding, ding, ding. Ding.
Now we're 80s ladies. If they don't play 80s ladies by K.T. Olsen, that is a failure.
Oslin.
That's what I said.
You said Olsen.
Whatever.
So
it's not related to Mary Kay.
So it does seem there is a song, but it's covered by Tiffany.
Oh,
the Tiffany of I
boy.
Think We're Alone Now.
They just want gay men and queer dears to watch.
Yeah, they're
this.
Hitting all the spots.
So this is going to be for Crappens or for Geraldine's and for Sissies.
Yes,
this is going to
be your Super Bowl.
Your Super Bowl, yeah.
Some of you have said it's the only thing about holidays I look forward to all year long.
Because if y'all remember, it's like we do three or four episodes. We talk forever about this. We start in the morning, and then it's kind of like me on an international flight. By the end of it, I'm drunk, and I don't know where I am.
Yeah. Someone always says there's one part where we talk for about 30 minutes, and one of us says, and that's the first 5 minutes of the movie. We go in painstakingly, incredibly painfully minutia level of coverage.
Yes.
This will be on our free feed. The audio and our RG Plus video tier will be the videos are on that.
Yeah, I'm very excited. I look forward to it as well. I might pop popcorn this year. Of course, it's not really good to eat. Oh, I can't eat popcorn because of my braces.
You also can't eat on air. You can drink on air.
I like your socks.
Thank you.
You know, have
Doc Martin socks.
I like them. Have you tried Waterloo? Has a cranberry flavor this year. Maybe I'll get that.
Are we just talking about shit that means nothing now? What? Who gives a fuck if Waterloo has a cranberry flavor?
Speaking of who gives a fuck.
God.
Our holiday spectacular has been moved.
The holidays spectacular
announced it on air without consulting me.
And berated you.
And screamed at me. And said, this is what it's going to be. I decided. And that's the deal, y'all. Like Aunt Peggy says, just give them a long rope to hang themselves.
So I realized.
What were you going to say, Poodle?
We're having auditions for something that I'll be talking about soon, actually, that involves you guys, that will involve all listeners. But it, we're having auditions for something, and that's going to be on the 10th, and I think it may run later now. So we're now doing the Holiday Spectacular, not the 10th, but the 17th. It will be live at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, live for those on the RG Plus $15
and then the week after
smorgasbord, and then the week after for everyone.
Yes.
For everyone to watch, right? Everyone or no, every just the Patreon, I'm sorry. Right?
That it's yes, it's just available on the Patreon for video. Yeah. I'm actually going to say this just because to give people time, because the 24th is Christmas Eve.
I think that's a good idea.
We're going to do it live on the 17th, and then on the 22nd on Friday, let's drop it for everybody. So then people have time to watch
Agree.
It they have to go see their mother-in-law.
Y'all, and remember, those Crappens episodes, those we're going to probably drop those the week of Christmas, like Christmas through New Year's. And so when you are in your house and your kids are pissing you off, just go in into an interior room and listen
don't
to one
do
of
what
our...
he does in interior room.
Yeah, you can jerk off too and listen to us too if you can multitask.
No, I don't like great. Where this is going.
I'm fine with people doing anything they want to do. One more thing. So
speaking of doing whatever they want to do,
Darcy and Stacey, y'all, is the we're almost certain they're not getting another season. However, I think the ladies are trying to manifest
the twins. Stacey, we just say that we have a new season coming. A new season will come.
And they're using the old promo.
They are.
And calling it a throwback, but they have art that says...
Their messaging is very vague. And then there's also a picture of saying Stacey, a new show, Stacey and Darcy, which I think is something that they're probably going to film themselves. I would say it'd be on YouTube, but it might be on, I don't know, it might be on Tubi.
Freevee.
Or Philo. Or, yeah, or I feel like the next.
Toot Toot.
Yeah, the next streaming one is just going to be called Toot Toot or I don't get the names, but anyway.
Dinger.
Until TLC announces a trailer for Darcy and Stacey.
They're not getting one.
They're not getting one. And if it was going to air in January, we probably would.
We would have gotten it.
If it's going to air in January, we're going to hear about it this week.
Yep.
Because the first week of December. So, I don't know. I feel like just on their actions, I don't think it's looking good.
They weren't there for the filming of her wedding.
Yeah. So, please don't message us anymore. But just because...
We're getting tons of messages.
I know y'all
about
are excited,
it.
But I don't... Yeah. I don't mean to pop the bubble, but... Yeah.
Yeah. You popped! Yeah. I think we can finally talk about vacations now.
DJ played a Christmas show.
I went to Hawaii for a normal week, like people do in vacations. You went to Europe for half a month.
Beautiful.
I have to pop water in my face.
Which islands did you go to?
We left on the 17th. Something like that.
You saw Sissy.
I did. Yeah. I saw Maude, Jamie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
She's in Honolulu. So we had drinks and a good time.
That's wonderful. Did you do active things or did you just lay on the beach and get drunk?
I did active things.
No, I'm not judging. I think either one is valid on your vacation.
We went to Maui.
Uh-huh.
Because the guy I'm seeing worked, he lived on Maui. He lived on Maui for 3 years.
Ah.
So he knew that pretty well. And we went to the White Lotus Hotel where it was filmed.
Oh.
I still need to send Caitlin my walking to the White Lotus like Jennifer Coolidge. I meant to do that on the trip to post for socials.
You were on vacation.
Yeah. Because she yells at us to take
pictures,
Caitlin
is y'all. So good with social media. Even when we're trying to relax, she goes, take video! It's great.
And what we need. So we did like sunset drinks and things like that, because watching the sunset's huge in Hawaii.
Mm.
Sunset cocktails and things like that. And
it does kind of never get old.
Yeah, Hawaii is wonderful. We went to Maui. We did Honolulu for like 2 days. Then Kauai.
Wow.
And just, Kauai was like for 4 days.
You were just all over.
Kauai is my favorite place. It was lovely. Like, we didn't even see the whole island. I did go, we took a, one of the things that I did was out of my comfort zone is, I wanted to take a snorkeling yachting trip.
Oh.
And I'm not good with boats. I normally get sick.
Oh.
But I bought this little pressurized thing to go around my wrist. I bought it in a CVS. It didn't work. they say some of them work, but you need to pay for the ones that are expensive. That actually...
And you won't do that.
I will not do that. So I got very, very sick.
Okay.
And I just kind of clutched the side of the boat. I did snorkel after the first hour. After that, the swells were like 20 feet high. Like,
oh, wow.
Going up and down. And I did not puke. There were several people on the boat who puked because the surf was so rough.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I got sick and I kind of clutched the side of the boat for a very long time. Someone took pictures of me. I also took a bike tour down Waimea Canyon. And we went to Haleakala when we were on Maui and did that. It was beautiful. We watched the sunrise on Haleakala. And we went to a couple other, like, we climbed Diamond Head and things like
that. Look at you. You're butch gay now.
I know. I'm a travel outdoor gay.
Do you have hiking boots now?
I didn't take hiking boots. I just took shoes.
You need to get hiking shoes because they have the treads on them. You're going to fall.
Some dumb bitch was walking up Diamond Head in flip-flops. But there's a lot of steps. There's like actual steps up to it.
Okay.
So anyway, the one story I wanted to tell you because I thought you would enjoy this is the biking down Waimea Canyon. You drive like an hour to get up there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was me, the guy I'm seeing, one other couple from California who were annoying. And then a whole family of Mormons.
Oh, wow.
Lots of children. Two who were 20 and they already had like a baby because that tracks.
That's what they do, yeah.
And the woman, the mother, the matriarch, and it's that kind of like uncomfortable LDS humor that they think is funny, but I don't think is funny, that most people who aren't LDS don't think is funny.
Mm-hmm.
And they, and it's because the only thing I think is funny is inappropriate things. So I was just kind of like looking out the window the whole time when they were talking and they were very loud.
That's terrible.
The mother was sitting beside me at one point. It's like, yes, I met my husband here. Oh, we were missionaries. And I'm like, yeah, I'm sure they really loved having you here. I'm sure the indigenous Hawaiian people really loved having you. no one asked, I'm sure. And so she's like, we were missionaries and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, and I met my husband here. And I said, and I just, without thinking, said, boy, I thought you were supposed to be serving the Lord on your mission. And she went, looked at me, and then she said, well, we met here. We didn't date or anything. And I was like, sure. And the kids were laughing, but it was uncomfortable laughing.
Mother poodle.
And
doesn't fall far from
so
the vinegar tree.
I was just going to stab this bitch because I was just going to drop her. And she wouldn't shut up. And about the mission and blah, blah, and how she knew things. Blah, blah. And her son, who was in college there, said, Mom, boy, what did you and Dad do? You know, and she's like, don't talk about that. His name is Darren. Of course, they had names like that.
They prayed for you.
She didn't speak to me the rest of the time. And then we were going to another place, and so we were playing kind of like a a game, and he was passing out like little things like squeakers to like a trivia game, like movies, TV, things like that, and Hawaiian trivia. And I was like, well, if they're anything that are rated, I'm going to have them beat. So anyway, you know that I get excited with trivia and games.
No, you get brutally competitive and cheat.
So the youngest daughter just starts, he would ask a question and she just says it without even buzzing in. And I say, you guys need to use your buzzers. So I start taking it really seriously. And I'm like, this is not, you have been fired from Jeopardy. And anyway, I proceed to wipe the floor with them, all of them.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song, or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops. The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreau!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's QUINCE.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com. The questions were all easy. Like everything was my favorites were like, they're like, what's this quote from? Say hello to my little friend. I'm like, they're never going to get this. I'm just going to wait this out. And I go, and I, after waiting 10 seconds, I was like, Scarface, come on. I'm sure you've never seen Scarface because of the gratuitous violence and sex.
Wow.
Anyway, the final score, we had like play rows. We like row one, which is what I was on. 11 points, row two, and row one, or three, you had 0 points.
What did you win?
That I destroyed them. And they should be humiliated.
So thankful that Thanksgiving.
That was what I was thankful for. That I destroyed them.
Wow.
And then I fell off my bike later. And got a big bruise on my butt.
Some karma.
And my elbow. It hurt my elbow really bad.
When you
that
said,
was my Hawaii trip.
When you said biking, I kind of was surprised. I hadn't heard of physical calamity stories. So.
It hurt. No, I was beat up the next day.
You don't... I don't like this outdoor poods thing. This is not going to end well.
I would recommend Hawaii. Don't go during Thanksgiving unless you like people with their families.
I bet it was very crowded.
There were a lot of people there.
Yeah.
I was good to see. We don't, also, because of the fires on Maui, there were still a lot of people who weren't going. The people said they still don't. So y'all, Hawaii's open, and people are lovely.
Don't go to the parts that have been burned.
I don't think you can.
Yeah, so like, don't try to.
Go to Lahaina.
Don't try to look at shit.
But there are like four other islands you can fucking go to all the time.
And they need our money. That's how they make money. It's tourism.
Exactly.
So no.
It used to be sugarcane, not anymore.
Aquaman said to go.
So. You'll learn all about. We did some really cool things about learning about, because I became kind of obsessed with the history of Hawaii and the U.S. annexation. It's not a pretty story.
None of them are.
And just the Bishop Museum. I spent like half the day there in Honolulu, and that was really cool. Because we were staying in Waikiki, which I wanted to be out of, because it's just Hermes stores and Henry Bendel, and it's very Vegas-y. I had a lovely time.
Good.
How was Italy?
It was wonderful. It was wonderful. It was...
How much pasta did you eat?
I mean, a lot. I will say, everybody said you'll get sick of pasta, and you think, no, I won't. Yes, you will. Thank God for Stanley Tucci's Italy, because he filmed an episode once in Venice that I saw where he ate at this restaurant called Orient Express. Mm. And we had it like two nights before we left, and it's Middle Eastern food. And
Orient Express. Interesting.
I thought so, too. It was the best meal, I think. We were both just so... It was really good, but we were just so happy to have something a little different.
A lot of Europe is one of those places where they have a lot of international food. Italy, less so. Places like Germany. The whole country is international. Italy is getting more and more. Like the last time I was there, there were lots of international foods, lots of Middle Eastern places.
It was in Rome. And we had a really great, like, My friend who's a travel agent helped me plan this, and also actually a Sissy Tori, who does, she lives in Florence. She's from the U.S., but she does, she teaches like food and wine at a university in Florence.
Cool.
So she reached out, and so she had given us great advice, and we actually met with her one night and we had this amazing dinner. So again, thank you to Sissy Tori.
What's your favorite cuisine of anywhere you went? Are you a Tuscan cuisine person, Roman cuisine, Venetian cuisine?
Well, Venice is known for having the worst food in Italy. So, no.
That depends on where you go.
That said, I had the best lasagna I had
in
Venice, actually, at this place.
I think you have to go outside the city. I had really good seafood in Venice.
Yes, I had good seafood. I feel like, though, probably the best food... I think actually the best food we had, probably the best meal we had, was actually with Sissy Tori in Florence.
Florence.
But Florence, everything was very good. Like, that's where I had kind of like the best, just walking into a little place and this guy, like my age, is helping to, you see his mother cooking in the back, and it was this amazing bolognese. And then we thought we were finished eating, and she came out and said to take the plate. She was like, oh, you're not done. I was like, no, I'm done. She said, no, no, you're not. And we literally had to eat all of our food. But it was incredible. So for me, Florence was my favorite food.
Firenze!
But Rome was great, too. We did Rome first, then Florence, and then Venice. In Rome, we did the Colosseum and all that kind of stuff. I went with my best friend, my friend Lori, I've known for like 13, since I was 13. And we met... We met this woman named, actually, I thought it was funny. Her name was Connie and her husband's name was Ted. I fuck you not. Like the restaurant in West Hollywood, Connie and Ted.
Yes, I'm aware.
Anyway, they
were
really
sweet.
That is a
very West Hollywood joke.
That is a West Hollywood joke. They're from...
They're Americans?
Lincoln, Nebraska.
I would have avoided these people like the plague.
She had a gay son. We talked about her son. Her son was going to school in Florida. And so they were very, she just flat out told me, she's like, I'm so accepting. And I said, well, thank you. And
I guess that's good.
Yeah.
To get screamed, I'm so accepting.
We walked around and talked about Roman. She told me that she, as in a crochet group where I was talking about my mom's in a knitting group. And she followed me on Instagram. We've messaged a couple of times. So That pretty much, I mean, Rome, I can talk about all the stuff you can see, but that was really nice. And then, like, I saw Sissy tour in Florence. And then when I was in Florence, we met a couple from Miami that I'm pretty sure were, quote, entrepreneurs or...
grifters.
Criminals. But they were staying at, I used points. It looked like I paid for it, but I had all these points. So we stayed at the St. Regis. So we were at nice hotels.
Oh, Lord.
But I had all these points. And so I was able to get really good deals.
Well, but, sure.
So we're at this. And so, but they're staying at the St. Regis with their five kids. And they said, and the kids said it was a very quick planned, very quickly planned vacation. It seemed kind of odd to me, but... Got her phone number.
Witness protection.
She said I can come to Miami anytime. That they have like three houses if I want to stay with them.
Why were you just talking to Americans?
Well, I just ended up talking to people in Italy. You just, you know, you're on a tour or whatever. And someone looks at you and smiles and then you start chatting.
No.
And then it's like, where
are you
from?
I don't know that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that because I don't want to talk to people from my own country when I'm in another
country. Oh, it was great. It was great.
This would have been my nightmare.
I talked to this woman who was traveling. Last year they went to Copenhagen, then this year they took her father. You didn't get this, but you didn't understand this, but people who travel with their parents. But that was her father, and her husband, who my friend Lori and I were both attracted to. I couldn't tell if he was just really comfortable or maybe a little bi, but I was into him.
Her father?
No. You know, I was talking about her husband, but when I think about the father, I think he could have too. They were very sweet. We talked for them a lot. They talked to us a lot about Copenhagen. I think maybe I never thought I'd want to go there.
No, that's one of the places I want to go.
So that sounded exciting. She told me, and we talked about what trip they're going to try to plan next year. And they said they didn't know.
Why is this all about commerce? You're not going to talk about places. You're talking about Americans you talk to.
It was great. It was great. Oh, and I saw the David. It was great.
You know,
it was great.
You can talk to Americans here.
Yeah, but y'all can talk to Americans in Italy. Anyway, it was great. I saw the David. I saw some paintings and I saw some statues. I had a ball.
There you are, y'all. The most basic trip to Italy you've ever heard.
It was great.
Wow.
I had a wonderful time. I met the man.
I'm sure you did.
I went to that masquerade ball several months ago with my friend Dawn. And I met the man who made the masks. I went to the mask shop there. It's one of the oldest mask shops in Venice.
Wait, you met the man who made the mask?
Yes, I showed a picture of him. And he said, I made that. He was like 80 years old. He's been doing this thing for like 40 years.
Yeah, I'm sure it was the mask.
It did. Now, the coolest thing we did, I got to say, y'all have to do this. You would hate it. Well, actually, you would like the history of it, but you would hate the actual what you have to do. We took in that bookstore, in that Merchant of Venice bookstore thing. There's this woman. Her name was what was her name? Jane. And she teaches. It's the history of perfume in Venice. And she talks about.
I would hate that because I wouldn't want to smell it.
But so you smell it as you talk about it. You would like the history component because she talks about that and how they did that.
I don't want to smell all those perfumes.
It's great. It's like this 2 hour. Like shows you through history, like what were the perfumes that they used in the Renaissance? What did they use?
Oh, that's
during,
cool.
Like, Marie Antoinette, you know, because that's the legend that's how they found Marie Antoinette. You know, is that she was fleeing in pauper clothes, but then they opened the door and they smelled her fragrance and they knew it was her.
And then off with her head.
And she also talked about in history, like how, you know, a lot of people don't realize that when Mark Antony met Cleopatra, she had had the boat filled with perfume and he had probably never smelled this before in his life.
It was
a great lecture.
Was it like our perfumes these days? Or they
different? No, it's like not synthetic. It's all these like natural things like.
I would have been fine with that.
I still think you would. It was a lot of smelling. I still think you would have like had a fit, like your senses. I think you would have loved the lecture and loved her. She's like does theater makeup. Like she's like Italian Bridget Green, but talks less. She's artsy. But anyway, wow, she goes through history and did all these scents. And then at the end, you get your own fragrance that she makes for you. She even smells.
Based on what?
Based on what you liked and the smell.
Oh, I see.
And she smells your skin. And she talks about how every person has their own smell, and that some skins are like wine. They're dry, not a dry texture, but a dry smell. There's natural. She said,
I don't know what mine is.
And some are sweet. She actually said, my skin is very sweet. And she said, so
yuck.
And she said, probably when things, or yes. And she said that when things, you probably wear cologne and it probably goes sweet on you. And I said, it always does. She's like, yeah, because your skin's very sweet. So
things go spicy on me.
I think, well, here, she helped me. I can smell you. She helped me disseminate. Bitch. Yeah, that's definitely bitch.
Fair.
Anyway, if you're going to Venice and you're into that kind of stuff, hit me up. Let me know. I'll give you her information. It was such a cool, random thing.
Do you have something? Do you have a business arrangement with this woman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Make pasta in Tuscany. Oh, I met the cutest couple at the this Castle of Trebbio.
Another American couple?
Yes, they were from Ohio. They're from Cleveland. We talked about Ohio, and they're getting married. And she showed me pictures of a couple of wedding venues, and I gave her some advice. And she's already messaged me because I'm going to help her plan her wedding. It was a great trip.
Who wants to meet other Americans that you have to talk to?
It was wonderful.
This would be a nightmare for me. I go on vacation to not see people.
Oh, I love it. Oh, I loved it. It was great. I love talking
Can
to strangers.
Can we start the show?
Yeah.
God, that was hard to deal with.
What?
I was just thinking about how much I would hate that.
Oh,
yeah. Just watching you have conversations with strangers and everyone.
It's like on tour, Christina and I talk to everyone.
Y'all, and I'm just staring out the window of the Uber. It's really
Christina's
bad.
Christina's even worse than me. I love it.
You're both bad in different ways.
All right, that's 45 minutes. Well, that's the show, everybody.
No, I'm kidding. Boop, boop. New couple alert. I decided to do this because I really didn't want to talk about Nikki and Justin. Kyle and I kind of talked about how there are two couples who we just despise talking about, and that's uh-huh. Rob and Sophie and Nikki and Justin. Because
I don't enjoy.
Yeah. Mostly, we think both of them are fake.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I do not think Sam and Citra are fake. Because, y'all, this is a Love After Lockup crossover.
This is a... Have we
Holy
ever
shit.
Had a couple introduced this late into a season?
When was Yolanda?
That's a good question. That was a while.
This is definitely the Yolanda slot. When were Ben and Mahogany...
No, I felt like they were earlier.
This is episode 9.
But usually everyone is introduced by, I think the latest I can remember is 6th. This is 9.
It does mean, well, Sarper and Shekinah weren't introduced until late.
That's different, though. It's an hour-long show and an hour-long format.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
It either is, there's not a lot to... show
or things goes
go
bad
south
quick.
Real quick.
That's what I was. I hope that they don't, that there's not a lot to show. It makes you uncomfortable when someone talks so much about their sobriety and then they're about to go into a really stressful situation.
And they've got a lot of tattoos and extremely tiny eyes that look like pee holes in the snow. Like his eyes, I don't think he's unattractive, but his eyes are so small they freak me out. It's like little rat eyes.
He looks to me kind of sprite-ish, like he could play Peter Pan
or Puck.
More Puck with the tattoos. Yeah, that's true.
Those prison tats are rough, y'all. And I said Lalu. I don't know if he's been to prison, but he looks like it. To judge him on that.
He has a history. He's 30 years old.
Sam and
young.
Citra. And she, by the way, I think this is our first person from Indonesia since Lita.
Oh. Speaking of,
she's got big shoes
prison,
to fill.
Yeah, we're still waiting on her. Citra's beautiful.
She is.
She's very.
She's 26 from Sam, West Java, yeah. As opposed to East Java.
Oh boy, the East Java.
You know those
and
East
the West
Java girls.
Javas. Woo. Woo. Sam is from Cameron, Missouri, the Show Me State. What does Missouri show you?
Their cock.
Wow. So.
I used to know the reason behind that state name or that state nickname, and I cannot remember it now.
I don't remember.
Let me know, because I don't care enough about Missouri.
He's sleeping in his car.
I'm a therapist from Missouri.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, there you go. he's sleeping in his car because he's working double shifts at Amazon. He doesn't say Amazon, but he's wearing the suit. He's wearing the blue. We see the arrow boxes. He's working at Amazon.
You know, this is a true American story.
It really is.
Of this is what addiction does, and this is how addiction can change your life.
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't matter how you grew up.
Yeah.
It's the great equalizer.
Mm-hmm.
And he's sleeping in his car at a gas station.
Mm-hmm.
And this just tells you, I don't know how this kid grew up or what along the way led him. It could be anything that led him to opiates or anything like that. But this kid who could have looked like perfect American boy, and you can see in his eyes, he has seen some shit.
He's seen some
yeah.
shit.
And anyway, y'all, he does say an online retailer.
Yeah. So you're not, so I know you said his eyes are small, but because of his bad boy history and tattoos.
He looks too young for me. It's,
okay.
It's just not that way for me.
That y'all. That is the Achilles heel of Poodle.
They look too young.
If they look too young and make Poodle look...
I can't be the older one.
If they make Poodle look old, he won't sleep with you.
It's true. I can't have them be too young.
No, it will... Mm-mm.
I have to at least... In a
if they're buffer than you, you can handle that.
Yes. In a believable sequence, in soft lighting, it has to look like we're at least the same age.
Not
so
touching that,
y'all, when he was 15, he says he got addicted to opiates, pain meds. And he says, you know, being addicted to these has made it hard to keep a job.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone who's been through that can tell you the same. At 22, he got sober, and he does say he's relapsed a couple of times, as almost anyone. Meth, opiates, those are very difficult drugs to stay sober from. And he met Citra on a dating app. She's kind, calm, and not judgmental. And they've been dating for 3 years. He has been over there.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I love a big butt. And she's got one.
But don't.
And I'm dreaming about slapping it.
I also enjoyed, some of you might have noticed... did y'all notice the royalty-free Beastie Boys that they played?
I did notice
talking
that.
Talking about her butt.
I
enjoyed it.
He says, I'm happy to see a story like this. It is very Love After Lockup vibes for me. People, in other words, I say that because people who've had a lot of struggles and they're here now, but there's something about him that it just has the desperation of Love After Lockup for me.
Well, it's that, you know, he definitely feels probably unlovable and feels more indebted
yeah.
to her because he knows about his drug past, and she still loves him for it.
He went to Indonesia.
Best
after
trip
2 years.
Of his life, he said. Best trip of his life.
And he got down on one knee without a ring, and mm-hmm. she said yes. And Citra, we find her, and she says, well, I was bored at work, so I got on an app. And she's like, he had a baby face, so that's why, because she was 26. And so that's why she was surprised he was 30. And she's talking to her sister, and she's like, Ryan Gosling. I'm like, honey, slow your roll. You don't look
slow.
Nothing like Ryan Gosling.
I think he's cute, but yeah, not Ryan Gosling. I felt like she seems nice. He seems nice. Where it really got Lalu for me is when we meet his father.
Yeah.
who doesn't believe in God, but believes in what, Poodle?
Aliens, like Big Mike.
Like Big Mike, y'all.
Butter.
Y'all, he's got a statue of an alien
in this
house.
He's got a statue of an alien. He said his dad is, he's an atheist, but his dad believes aliens are just waiting
to come pick him up.
To pick him up.
What one of the reasons this gives more Lalu vibes is you're right. These people, her mother passed.
Oh,
so
yeah.
This is, and she's talking to her sisters. It looks like this girl's done with Indonesia. Looks like there's not a lot for her. Their shared goal is that it's them two against the world.
But because we don't know why he used, we don't know his circumstances. I think
a lot of times
he said his mother was very like devoutly religious.
He said he was raised extremely religious.
So I have a feeling that he was raised with a lot of shame and things anyway, probably. So probably there's a lot of toxicity with his family. So I was just gonna say, normally I go against that, but for someone like them, that idea that if they have a healthy relationship, them against. It might be a good cocoon from the stressor of his family.
I think that with some people with opiates and drugs like that, I don't even think some people have to have a reason to use. I think you just find yourself snorting pain pills one day.
What's a disease?
Yeah.
I didn't look for it. I just found myself sucking dick. I went to Target in the next hour.
Sadly, it is. Dick is addictive.
Yes.
It's in the name.
It's...
Addiction. So the big matzo ball that's out here is that she is Muslim and it's very important to her. And
so much so that they haven't even fucked yet. Like she wants to be married.
Her father,
she wants him to convert to Islam.
Who is a police officer, is coming over 2 days later.
And this is why this storyline might have been later too, because they only have 2 weeks to get married. So that could be another.
That's true.
So they put it later because they're going to go to the end, but they're. So it makes me think, okay, is this going to work out? They're going to go. Because then what do you do after they get married? That's the end of 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah.
This is an odd season. It's like they couldn't find enough people that are actually doing 90 Day Fiancé. So they got. Like
don't
Nikki
get me started
and
with fucking
going
Nikki
over
and
yeah,
Justin.
It's, yeah, it's just a weird format this year.
I think everything is melding into a variation of Toe or B90.
Yeah.
Because the show itself is the 90 Day Fiancé format is already pretty rigorous.
Yeah.
And I think everything is turning into a little bit of Toe and a little bit of B90.
Agreed.
So,
it's interesting. It's good season. I enjoy this season. I love seeing Nikki and Rob, but it's a good season.
Those two couples, I could do without. I think Nikki, Justin, Rob, and Sophie. I don't dislike Sophie. I just the other three, I would just shoot them into the sun. That's how I feel about them all.
Yeah. I will say another reason I think they might not have any problems and we get married is I wrote this plot point in the storyline. And also, I don't know if they're maybe that dramatic. This plot point fast forwards very quickly. Think about
it.
Yeah,
the dad's
we
coming
meet
there
him,
in 2 days.
We meet her. We meet the dad briefly who thinks aliens are going to take him away. That's like a whole 7-minute segment.
Yeah.
Her and her friends. That's a whole 7-minute segment.
Mm-hmm.
We got all of that and their introductions and that he was sleeping in his car and that he was sober from a drug addiction in like
it was
10
dense.
Minutes.
Yeah.
So that tells me I'm going to venture out and give a guess. I think this is a lock and they don't have problems.
I hope that's
I hope
it.
That's the case.
Yeah. Because I'm going to tell you, y'all, I mentioned this before. I don't know how someone, we didn't get them this episode, but I don't know how Annalie lets Clayton put his hands on her.
Doesn't want to.
I would physically remove his hand every time
after
he put
after watching
it on
that
me.
Episode last week. Boy.
I mean, boy, she is just swallowing bile every time. If she, I do believe, I think she might have, I think he might have been a little different on vacation. And not as weird and not as incel-y. But I'm telling you, the second he put those lily white soft hands on me, you would do him?
Oh, no. But he doesn't creep me out. He doesn't give me the ick.
Ugh. And you know what? He's been on social media a little bit. I think he's maybe a perfectly nice guy.
Yeah, I like him.
But I'll be honest. He makes a lot of women we've heard from, he makes them dry as the Sahara, and they just blow away with
dust.
Yeah,
I'm not sexually attracted to him at all. I just like, yeah.
So, anyway, y'all, dad's a policeman. He's coming over there. He's going to have to convert to Islam in several days. I'm intrigued.
I do have to say, I did on the plane back, I caught up on Salt Wives.
Oh my God. I'm so behind.
Oh, I'm caught up now. It's a great season. But there is a season, Meredith Marks and her husband,
Seth,
have started a podcast.
Seth. Of course they have. Yes.
About marriage. And there's a whole segment where they're recording and they're trying to do all this tech stuff. And it's just us. And at the end, they realize they never press record. And watching Meredith Marks try to navigate tech is like me trying to deal
what
with you.
What is this? What is happening?
Yes, you're usually mumbling.
I'm disengaging.
Know. Anyway, well, it's wonderful. South. I'm enjoying Salt Wives.
She's nuts this season, and I
she's horrible.
Love it.
She is horrible.
I think
and wonderful.
I think we're finally seeing her full bloom.
Her and Lisa Barlow both. You can tell that they feel like they're the OG, kind of like queens of the show. And they're both just horribly self-involved people.
Yeah. No, I think the normalcy of who would ever thought that Whitney would be one of the more normal ones this season.
It balances well though. I like it. There's Mary's not in every episode, but she's in enough
to cause havoc.
And it actually Meredith and Lisa are basically now cartoons.
Yeah, they are.
Like the fact that they...
If you see Jack, tell him really good luck on his mission.
Yeah, like the fact that
she's
they...
She's been on Twitter saying that.
Yeah. The fact that they couldn't... They go to Trixie Mattel's hotel, Trixie yes. Motel, and Lisa and Meredith can't dress up as drag queens because it makes them uncomfortable. Means because they already are.
They already are.
Like fully formed. The new cast members actually are really, it's a good addition. It's a good season. I enjoy it.
Well, what's her name? I always forget the youngest, the newest one's name.
Monica.
Monica, who actually doesn't have any money.
No. Monica. But has trauma to spare. Yeah. And her mother.
Yo, and the mom.
And
God.
The mother. And, but anyway, I like
Angie it. K, I can take her leave.
I really like her. She's really grown. I like her. She's...
I like her husband.
Actually, she's kind of the most normal person in the group.
Yeah.
They needed that.
Her the most interesting is she's Greek.
They did a good job. I like it. Anyway, no, we're not covering the show. Watch what crappens. Other shows do it. But Ron Bailey, check them, listen to them.
So many shows do it.
So many shows. Okay, sorry. I'm talking about Housewives because I don't want to talk about a wannabe housewife.
Let's just run this down. Mostly because I feel like with this couple, we're treading water. And I think at the very end of the segment, I wrote a lot, but I was just kind of pacing myself.
I actually would interrupt because I want to feel like it feels less like treading water to me. And it feels more honestly like you're just wasting my time so you can be famous.
That too.
That's how I feel watching Nikki and Justin.
What I meant by treading water is that
nothing's really happening.
And at the very end of the segment, we finally get a different beat for her she found it. She found a reason to be angry at him, which she's trying to find. The sex thing didn't work. You won't introduce me to your friends. That didn't work. He introduced her to the friends. You did, now I'm nervous about seeing your parents. That worked out.
We're fine.
You're not engaged on our socials. We went through that. And now she's finally found it, something that she can kind of decide that she's done.
It actually, when watching it, there's really not that much drama except for the one underlying fact is he's not into her.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't want to be either with her in a romantic way. Full stop. I don't think he ever will. I don't think even if it has anything to do with her trans stuff. Like when he was talking about this episode of like, you know, again, y'all, where he's from is a very masculine society. So the fact, you know, he's saying
conservative.
And it felt a little gross to hear him say, like, when you get angry, I think like that's your masculine energy. It felt a lot like a woman should be nice and smile. And because that's where he's from.
That's the values.
That was gross and bullshit. I actually feel like this was one of his worst episodes.
Yeah. What I think is interesting is I don't like him saying that. I'm not surprised. But because think how much exposure he's had to any other.
No,
values.
I'm not surprised at all. Yeah. So
I know from us in our standpoint in America, we're like, that's shitty and that's gross.
Mm-hmm.
But and for her, she does the exact same thing. But this is someone she loves. And
she actually accepted it when he said it.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. I thought that would like throw her off or get her really upset. And she laughed and she was like, I get it.
Well, I think what she gets about it is he's being like Sarpra, transparent. He's being transparent by saying this is what makes him feel. Remember, this is the same person who weaponized her gender identity.
Mm-hmm.
On him.
But I guess today, and it's crazy that she can understand that, but then doesn't understand how, maybe she does and they just didn't talk, but she doesn't understand like how damaging that was for him.
She's not concerned about that.
And because she doesn't trust him, he doesn't trust her full on. Like I think they'll stay together because they both want to be Instagram famous, but I don't think there's anything substantial to this
relationship. Those title cards with them, and him punching and her flouncing around, it is painful for me to watch. Absolutely painful.
He'll have an OnlyFans before we're done. Radzvan's, by the way, is in the U.S. Do you know that?
Please, I have this burning desire for him to be on Single Life.
I think he could be. He's in the U.S. He's doing well. I got an update on his own Instagram because I unsubscribed to that. I promise.
If that's still with the business card, I swear to God.
Well, I got busy. I was gone to Italy and then it renewed again for the month. And he's been too busy. He hasn't been posting content either.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Anyway, so the main thing here, y'all, is he posts that they're engaged. She's upset about it. The whole thing is about her not getting enough sex. Then he says,
which is, if they didn't have all their back history of her like again weaponizing that, she's got a valid point. She's been here for a while, and the fact that they have only had sex twice, that's fucking weird.
Okay.
But for for a couple in normal circumstances.
Let me correct you, though. And also, that's exactly the way she's telling that to him. That's not the way to say it.
But what?
She's basically, it's fucking weird we haven't had sex.
Yes.
That's not how you communicate with someone you love.
Well, I think she does later. I actually think she does communicate later on when she's like, is this a friendship? Because this...
No, that went totally from 0 to 100 out of nowhere, and it's irrational vibes. And that's,
oh, I didn't see it that way. I feel like for her saying this feels like a friendship. If we're not going to have sex,
but
then
he just
friends.
Fucked her literally the night before,
in the middle of the night at 3 a.m. Like, so their communication's terrible. I can imagine though. She said, like, that's not what I want. I want to, like, see you. I want to be with you. It probably made her feel, I would imagine, like, she wakes her up at 3 a.m. like a piece of fucking meat.
I'm just saying that's hyperbolic, what she's saying, and that's where she goes every mm-hmm. single. This is just a friendship. No, you're engaged. It's not a friendship. Let's be real. Don't say that to hurt him, because that's what she's trying to do.
I think she's always trying to hurt him, but I also feel like though that is she's making I want to push back a little bit. I do think she is making the point of what are we? Are we just friends?
So question.
Because if we're not having sex, then we're not in a relationship.
Does having
for
sex,
her
for her
people have their own definitions of relationships?
But that's what I'm saying. I don't know if they had the same definition or they ever agreed on it.
Well, yeah.
So that's where I think the communication is garbage.
Yeah.
Because he keeps telling her over and over again that for him, and whether she believes it or not, or you think it's bullshit, she has to listen to him. For him, it has to do with more of my mind. But listen, he keeps saying that. And she ignores it and says, I need to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it's unforgivable to keep talking like this when she hasn't even listened to him
mm-hmm.
or ask about it. But, you know,
I actually think that's why I'm over. I think it's terrible. But I also feel like a bit but I still go back to like this. I think that's just like a goalpost he keeps moving and putting and saying, it's my mind. And he's.
But she's also moving goalposts.
Because she originally. I know, but I'm saying I don't feel like I think you feel like one person has to be right and one is the other. I'm saying they're both in a.
I agree with you.
So I feel like you feel like I'm defending. I'm not defending her, but I'm saying I think he's not just as, but I think he's quite shitty as well. And I understand why she's always making sexual jokes. Why she's always so hypersexual. Because she's just that way, but also because she feels starved in that, and she's just trying to get him to notice that. And this idea, I actually think, it doesn't make sense to me that he has these ideas, these Moldovan ways of women have to be nice and all. If we're looking at probably these antiquated ways of thinking, a man shouldn't be thinking about in his head. He should just be attracted to a woman and want to have sex. I think that's a point she could go back to him. Like, if you want me to be a nice woman... This is what men do. I think, because she originally first said, like, is it just something in your mind? I think she gave him the excuse, and he's just using it because he just, I think, just wants to be famous.
I could see all that. I just
felt that a lot this episode. That's what I was talking about. Like, his edit just felt like, because that is shitty that someone is talking to you, I want to have sex. I want to be intimate. Not just, yes, she talks about sex, but she wants intimacy. And then you just roll over at 3 a.m. in the middle of the night and fuck a hole. And then she's supposed to accept your scraps. That feels gross too.
I agree with that. I think I think that's a sanitized version of who she is. And that's who the show is setting her to be. Mm-hmm. And I just don't believe any of it. I don't believe she's that understanding.
Mm-hmm.
I think everything she acts out is out of hurt, and everything is selfish.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think she gives anything to him.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I can't see it. I kind of see both of them as empty vessels, but I still see him more because of her. I still see her consistently shaming him.
But then I go back and I'm like, yeah, she did a horrible thing by you by weaponizing her sexual identity. But you made a choice to be in a relationship with her again.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
But every time he tries to get back on this saying, let's have a romantic time, she says, I can't wait to ride your horse later.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, because she's sexually starved. Yeah, and that's just, she...
It's that, and she's insecure.
Yeah, totally.
So she's saying she, when you say sexually starved, she can't go 7 days without having sex with her...
No, I don't think she can.
How did she do it in the U.S.?
I don't think she probably did. I think she feels... I think because that's how she gets validation.
I think this is bullshit.
I think their plot line is bullshit. I'm still just trying to analyze what they're giving us.
Anyway, when he says sometimes I want sex too later on, and that's when she said, "Would you really be friends?" Which is it's so passive aggressive and ridiculous. And
she actually said it's almost like we're friends. Yeah, that's what she says.
No, she actually says, would you rather be, would you?
Oh, yeah, she does. Yeah.
That's passive aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, and he says, bitch vibes is coming. And that's awful too. But so then y'all, this is when the insecurity happens where she can say, so I don't think these two ever really, they were talking to each other. So when shouldn't they have cheated? I'm confused like he is about this.
I felt like this was a little bit of like a lost in translation. I mean, maybe he was fucking. If it's true, she's right. If she's applying for a K-1 visa, he should be fucking other people. But it also goes back to.
Did she tell him when?
That's what I was going to say. It goes back to. Did you communicate that we're going to be exclusive? Because, listen, if you don't tell Poodle you're exclusive, he's going to assume you're not.
Exactly.
So a hen's going to play in the hen house.
Well, this...
So you say so.
And he basically makes rooster. He says, in this country, we can have sex with our friends. And I went, uh-oh. Uh-oh. So y'all immediately, she goes with a comfort zone for her, which is anger, shaming... bitter girlfriend.
And I question him. I feel like he uses his culture. I feel like he weaponizes that against her for him just to get what he wants as well. Because I'm like, really? You just have sex with your friends all the time? Maybe we. I don't know if we have any other sissies from Moldova.
Moldova. You always say Moldova.
What is that? What is it?
M-U-M-O-L.
Moldova. Yeah.
Moldova.
Yeah, that's what I said. But I can't imagine in a country that is supposed to be so hyper masculine and feminine and roles are stratified.
It is
that you just fuck your friends.
But for younger people and for men and younger women, yes. Because I can actually see it.
It's just hard for me to believe him when he says stuff like that because
there's the sexual freedom is different than culture gender roles. I totally understand why that's hard to understand. But it's.
Well, your neighbor loves your Christmas tree.
It's yeah. Now you can always hear her voice. You probably hear that in the recording.
Probably.
So I just want to finish this up with saying. Is there been anyone since we've been talking? Because this is really what she's concerned about. Because this is the whole thing. Even before she went over there, the thing she was fixated was he's got another woman. Because mm-hmm. that would explain why he's not completely devastatingly into me.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants to be the number one. And
well, there's also the whole.
Let me just finish. And control all of his sexual impulses.
Yes, and there's also just the adage that it's very, whether you believe it or not, that I'm sure her friends are telling her, everybody always says it, well, if he's not getting it from you, then he's getting it somewhere. And so there's that, so I think, I think she has that in the back of her mind too. And so she's just been waiting for that to come out, yeah.
I think this whole thing is about controlling him and needing sex And sex is her primary method of control over him.
Yeah.
Because it's always been for her.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I get the sense, and I think she feels this. I think he's with her a little bit like out of pity. I think he thinks it makes it just in watching their interactions. She wants, maybe on both of their sides, it feels like she does want to control him. And it almost seems like he's with her because he feels like she's damaged goods and that she should accept scraps as well. I think on both of them, I think they're like, this episode really, like before I would have told you, I don't want to see Nikki. He's fine. But this episode, both, I'm like, oh, you're both garbage.
I agree. I think he's in it just for the fame.
Yeah.
As well.
This is where it really felt like a waste of my time.
But for her, have you seen all the clips of her being on
she's been on anything and everything, yeah.
I just don't think she has any shred of integrity on this show. Mm-hmm. And I don't care what she acts like is real. I can't buy any of it.
Yeah, I agree. They feel
fake. Just can't buy any of it. That's why I hate talking about them.
I didn't notice. They're not fun to talk about, no.
That's the show.
That's the show.
We only talked about Vacation and announcements for 45 minutes of the show.
No, and I wanted to say, Melinda, I hope Jonas has a good soccer game this episode, or a good soccer game this weekend. I'll send a little prayer. Well, I met her in Venice when at a restaurant. Melinda, that's the family with the
dad.
Can't
you just enjoy the country you're in and get lost?
Sure.
That's why I love traveling by myself. I can just go into and experience this culture as a nomad. I don't have to talk to a motherfucking person.
It's not about having sex with people in a different country at all.
Yeah, but that's anonymous, and I can say bye to them the next day. They were an experience. They were an experience.
Well, good thing we don't travel together. All right, everybody. That's the show. That's your part one. We'll be talking about Ashley Manuel for part two, and we didn't get Gino and Jasmine.
No guinea pig corner.
So we'll be talking about
guinea pig playroom.
I know. We'll be talking about Rob and Sophie,
Nick and Devin,
and Nikki. Yes. It's last episode. Devin was talking so weird. She doesn't talk, but it was like
it was very Danielle.
Yeah, there was. It feels like it's better
binge
now.
Binge drinking. You didn't hear about that.
You told me that. I guess she was so. Because now I'm like, are you sober now that you're back in Arkansas?
Yeah, probably. My parents don't keep one.
Anyway. All right, everybody. Go to realitygaze.com. Again, we're excited for a holiday spectacular coming up later this month. A lot of fun stuff coming up. And it's nice to be back and in the swing of things. And it's going to be not a crazy December, but still full and fun. It'll still be with Lalu coming back or
crazy
with
December
coming back. It'll be great.
But life after lockup is still going.
Yeah. That's still going too.
What are we? I did still come up with Christmas thing. You are, we're coming down your chimney.
Oh, we're out of time. We'll have to edit that. We'll think of it next time. All right, everybody. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if someone has ever said, uh-oh, here come the bitch vibes, and you didn't crawl across that table and destroy them.
Said that on the daily.
You can call us.